Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, are you ready for the Word? You may as well get ready because it's coming. It's coming in a different way. It's coming in a different form. It's coming. I always sort of have to get prayed up when I ask this guy to speak. No, not really. No, I trust him. I really do. I trust him dearly. I really do. But he is your youth pastor, and he is the director over the media ministry as well. He's been here, I don't know how many years, for ages, since 1993. But Russell Sellers, Pastor Russell Sellers, is going to be bringing the Word today, and you will not regret hearing it, I promise you. So welcome, Russell Sellers.
Hear a voice that I recognize, pulling me closer. Your every word that I hear tonight is winning me over. There's no use running from what we got coming. You don't have to be afraid. We're standing on the edge of grace. Starts with a whisper, then a heartbeat. It works its way inside. Till you got me, you're all I hear tonight. It's getting louder and louder. One voice at a time. Then you softly start to blow my mind. Can't stop.
Can't stop the whisper. that's a way to start a message. No offense. No offense at all. Because you heard the man, he's got to get prayed up before he asked me to preach, but he did trust me. It's on him. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. You know, there's not many churches you can go to and get to hear New Kids on the Block. Some of y'all didn't know who that was, but how many of y'all recognize the song at all? Okay, a few people did. Yeah, New Kids on the Block, you know, famous 80 boys band, and they tried to make a comeback in 2013. It did not go so well. But the cool thing did that happened out of that comeback was we got to hear a great song. Because today we're going to talk about God's inside voice and the power of a whisper. So before we start, I want everybody to be quiet. I mean, you're being quiet, but be even quieter. You're doing good. No rustling of papers or anything like that. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to hear from God personally today? Then here's what I'm going to ask you to repeat. Speak, for your servant is listening. That's good. Well, you know, now we are in the full swing of Christmas shopping season. How many of you guys went Black Friday craziness? A few of you did. Some of you afraid to admit it. You don't want to admit you're out there. You're one of the ones like grabbing gifts, pulling things out of other people's carts and stuff. Nobody did that, did they? You know, it's crazy. I mean, it is nuts. And this year, my wife and daughter and mother-in-law went, and my father-in-law and I had the wisdom to stay home and eat turkey. Now, I've been out with them. I've gone out at 4 o'clock in the morning and stood and waited, and this year I just thought, you know, I'm just not going to do it. It just wasn't going to do it. So anyway, today we are going to talk about how this busy season can rob us of our intimacy. Busyness can take away closeness. Busyness, even if it's done in the name of the Lord, if it's left unchecked, okay, hear me on that, it'll replace God's voice and His plan for your life. And that's when we have to wait for the whisper. Did you hear me say the whisper? Here's the cool thing about a whisper. You don't even have to use your vocal cords. True fact. Try it. I wish you could hear that from up here because it's like whispering in tongues and nobody had the interpretation. So I don't know. You know, how many of you guys know that busyness can also scream louder than any other voice in your life? Now, I wrote this. I'm going to have to read it because I'll never say it like the Lord gave it to me. Busyness can sometimes be just a nicer, more acceptable way to say, I'm really distracted right now from what's truly important and my priorities are way out of balance. I'd like to hang out with you, but what I think is important is really more comfortable than spending time investing in a conversation with you. That's sometimes what busy, hey, can you do this? No, I'm busy. What we're really saying is, I like what I'm doing better than investing time in what you may have to say to me. And when we get to that point, we are in danger. We are in a dangerous place of not having healthy, solid relationships. And really, we're in a dangerous place of not being able to hear from other people who may have a voice and a word from God for us. I'm just too comfortable in my own busyness. I'm just too busy. So anyway, we all have other voices competing for our attention. How many of you guys see the TV show The Voice? Anybody watch that? I like that show. I really do. Because for the most part, the people on there have talent and they're singing and they have capable, you know, their abilities, this kind of thing. But, you know, if you ever watch it, it's not the loudest voice that wins. It's not. It's not the one that gets up there and belts this as loud as they can and shows off all of their skills. Now, they have to have some talent to get to the rounds and this kind of thing. But if you'll watch, the ones that win and the ones that get stolen from one judge to the other, this kind of thing, are the ones that are willing to listen to the advice and the guidance of the judges that are on the show. It's not the ones that get up there and go, I got this all together. I don't need to hear your voice. I don't need to hear your advice. I don't need to hear your guidance. I got this. I've been singing since I was 12. You know, and some people are. They've been on there. They're people in the finals and that kind of thing that are 14, 15, 16 years old. But it's not because they have the loudest voice that they've got that far. It's because they're willing to listen. And sometimes all they have to do is listen to a whisper. Amen? Amen. Now, who has ever had your mom tell you, you better use your inside voice? Who has had their mother tell them that? I see some of y'all got your moms in here and you don't want them to know that. Okay, some of the youth are honest over here. Why did your mother tell you to use your inside voice?
Because I'm loud.
Thank you, Russell. Because I'm loud. But is loud a bad thing? Not always. But sometimes your mama has to come in and says, what you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're saying is too loud for this moment and this time. And this season, so sometimes mom has to say, Jeff, I need you to use your inside voice if you don't mind. Matter of fact, if you do mind, I still need you to use your inside voice. Okay? And Jeff's over here getting all offended. Here's the thing. You know, how many of you know that parents actually know some things? Who said really? Jared, boy, me and you gonna talk a little bit. I'll say this, parents aren't perfect. We will make mistakes. Eventually, I'll make one. On top of all the others I've already made. But I'm going to tell you, if we do, like Jeff was over here all bowed up, I'm not listening, I'm not using my inside voice. If we won't do that and use our inside voice and listen for that whisper, then we could miss out on some life-changing advice from a parent or a pastor or a teacher or somebody else or even a friend, you know? Now, sometimes I think that the reason we don't want to use our inside voice is because we want to be heard. We're really too preoccupied with ourselves. And when we are too preoccupied with ourselves and we won't use our inside voice, then we will not hear the voice of others. And we'll drown them out. There's some other voices we have in our head. Past failures. Anybody ever heard that voice? And sometimes, I'll just say this. If you hang on to past failures, condemnation, rejection, the fact that you feel unqualified or just negative self-talk, those voices can be a whisper too. Now, let me just ask you, how do you hear a whisper? You listen. What about the distance between you and the whisperer? You got to be close. Some of us, and I appreciate the songs the praise team did today, because some of us need to break free of the chains of past failures, condemnation, rejection, feeling unqualified, and negative self-talk, because we are more close to that than the voice of God. So even this stuff is going, you're a failure. You're condemned. You'll never make it. And the reason we hear that whisper is because we're closer to that source than the voice of God. And so then the voice of God, we think, we're expecting some big, loud, earth-shattering thing, and God's trying to whisper, but we can't hear him because we're closer to this stuff. We are more intimate with this stuff. Amen? Like, God, this isn't fun. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's not. A few weeks ago, I don't know how many years, but if you notice, our culture has other voices out there that are contrary to the Word of God, and we did a series about fake Jesus and stuff, and in youth, and we had a video. Some of the youth will remember this. It was about a knockoff Jesus. We're going to show that in just a second, but I think, let me just say, as a youth pastor, we adults need to be very careful that we aren't listening to fake Jesuses and false voices first. Before we ever start telling our kids, you better straighten up and listen. We better check ourselves first and see what's whispering in our ear, because it may be a negative, condemning, failing, unqualified, negative self-talk voice that we are then passing to our children. And that is not what they need to hear. They need to hear correction, no doubt. But they also need to hear some other voices. Watch this video.
Act two. Are we rolling? Oh.
I like to think that I'm a lot like Jesus. Maybe a little different. I'm not the Jesus from 2,000 years ago, because that would be weird. But I must be doing something right, because I have all kinds of people starting to follow me now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people following this guy, so I was like, yeah, it sounds like he can do a lot of things for my life, so why not follow him?
Ted, like many people, he's asked me to come along and give him advice and counsel through the day.
Ted, let's go ahead and check out your Instagram account. Whoa!
I can totally explain. All right, she added me. I definitely want to make an impact on my generation.
Friend request accepted.
Well, okay.
Looking forward to hooking up. #BibleTalk.
Why would you do that?
He asks a lot of questions. I think after time, he'll stop asking those questions.
Ted, hot wife, hot life. You want to be influential. People don't listen to ugly people.
If I have a hot wife.
I don't make the rules.
So if I'd have a hot wife, people would listen to me more. That's weird advice.
Looks like it's mostly pictures.
Life has been kind of rough recently. It's been a little rough.
Okay, so whenever I'm reading the Bible, what do I need to read?
Okay, what you're going to want to read is the Millennial Standard Version. They took out all the warnings, all the correction, and left the positive stuff.
The MSV, that was mostly full of memes and Facebook posts.
I think Ted has changed because he doesn't care as much. And I think at the end of the day, if I can get somebody not to care as much. Game of Thrones.
No, I actually heard that one was pretty raunchy. So
Ted, have you even read the Old Testament?
I don't think that we should.
If you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. Historical. Yeah.
No.
First season.
If I can get somebody not to worry as much, then I've done a pretty good job.
Nothing's really changed yet, at all.
What about repentance, though? Shouldn't I repent of doing that?
Not important.
It's not important?
Yeah, that's pre-cross.
But, I mean, I really just do feel more encouraged around him, and I just love that.
Don't worry! Be happy, man! Ted, loosen up! I just want everybody to be happy. You know the Bible says that God created every seed-bearing plant?
I don't know, even though it's legal, it doesn't seem right.
So how are things going with Ted? I have some concerns.
So I started reading the actual Bible, not the MSV.
He's beginning to become a new person, and now he seems to be losing his life, which is what I warned him about.
I realized I was just getting a little bit of the information and not all of it. Okay, so this Jesus healed all the sick, healed all the blind. This Jesus walked on water. I realized just because something looks good doesn't mean that it's Jesus. I have to actually stand on what he says in here, and I actually am free. I mean, this has been great.
Hope it works out for him. I wish nothing but the best. I don't think it will, but, you know, I hope it works out for him.
I enjoyed listening to you guys respond when Jesus rolled out of a van. When I told my wife I was going to show that video, she said, "You better run that by Pastor Terry before you do." And, you know, with our skin, we're even kind of, I don't know, oh, he's talking about Jesus. But you got to remember, he is a fake Jesus, a knockoff Jesus, and we hear those Jesuses every day. And we hear voices and whispers that'll whisper in our ears and say, "Oh, that's okay," and take scriptures out of context and twist them. And all it takes is if we're closer to the whisper that says those things rather than the whisper of the voice of God, that's the voice we're going to follow. 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, "You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus." Oh, that must be good because it makes me feel good. You know, and the sad thing is what's going on in our culture today, we preach tolerance instead of truth. Comfort instead of correction. Now, you got to have both. I mean, you do. Gosh, Russell, you're the youth guy. This is supposed to be funny and jokes and stuff. It's good, though, isn't it? I don't know yet. There's a couple of guys in Scripture that got some practice on hearing the voice of God. Let me read you a couple of stories real quick. 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10. Now, boy, Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and the word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. And it happened at that time, as Eli was lying down in his place. Now, his eyesight had begun to grow dim. He could not see well. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. That the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I didn't call you. Lie down again." So he went and lay down, and the Lord said yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli answered, "I did not call my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Pay attention to that. Nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy, and Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And what do we say at the first of this? "Speak, for your servant is listening." So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Now, I think that's really interesting. And I think this was the first time I ever realized this. If you look back in verse 7, it said Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And who was speaking to him? The Lord was speaking to someone who did not yet know the Lord. So all those negative self-talk words that we talked about earlier do not disqualify you from being able to hear from the Lord. It just may be that choices you've made have moved you closer to the whisper of the enemy than the whisper of the Lord. But it does not disqualify you from being able to hear God, nor does it disqualify you from being able to know and feel that God is speaking to you. We just may have other things going on that are drowning out that whisper. Amen? So the question is, what are we listening to? 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 12, I think we're all familiar with this. We referenced verse 12 at the end of the New Kids on the Block lyric video. When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he killed all the people, all the prophets of Baal. Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: "May the gods strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them." And Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and left his servant there. Then he went alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. Anybody ever felt like that? I mean, you have just been so overwhelmed, overcome with fear, unqualified, condemnation, maybe even feeling like you're just not worthy to be called God's kid. But he said, "I've had enough, Lord." And he said, "Take my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors who have already died." Then he lay down and slept under the tree. But when he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, "Get up and eat." He looked around. There beside his head was some bread baked on a hot stones and jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him. "Get up and eat some more." How many of you guys know that's a good angel? Don't just eat. Eat some more. So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights. That's a lot of food. Nourishing food. Not just junk. There he came to a cave where he spent the night. The Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he replied, "Well, I have zealously broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I'm the only people of Israel have done this. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. Wah." I mean, that's basically in the gist of it. "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And yet, our people today, our culture calls earthquakes and storms what? acts of God. Just interesting. Verse 12, and after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. How many of you remember, I'm not going to show the commercial because after I watched it yesterday, I realized it would not be appropriate in church, but there was a commercial back in the 80s for perfume, and it's, if you want to get someone's attention, whisper. Anybody remember that? Willing to admit it? All I'm going to say, I don't want you to dwell on that. Now, I've got a couple that is going to help us visually get what goes on with the right kind of whisper. Sean and Mary. Now, I'm going to give you a little backstory, because what I told them yesterday, would you be willing, no microphones, and I'll send it, because I don't want what they're saying to be heard by anybody else. Because they're going to whisper. Go ahead. Mary, you got anything you want to whisper? Sure. You good? All right. Thank you. Now, how many of you want to know what they were whispering? Pastor Ted, I want to know. Somebody over here, when Mary was whispering, said, what is that smile for, that Sean was smiling? Here's what, the only thing I told him yesterday was, I said, look, you're married. You can whisper about anything you want to whisper about because it is that intimate, that close, and just between the two of you. And that is what the Lord is wanting from us. But you notice they weren't on opposite sides of the stage in different rooms. They were standing right there together. And Mary, you know, even Mary, tall Mary, had to stand on her toes and pull him in. But now, Mary, why did you do that? I don't know why. She only wanted her husband to hear what she had to whisper. And see, we're the bride of Christ. We need to want to get that close where I got something to say to the Lord and it's none of your business. And sometimes what the Lord gives us is your business. But God's just wanting all that quiet time. Just that, not the fire and the earthquake and the big wind. Just, hey, come here. Let me whisper something to you. You won't hear that if you got all the busyness of life going on. And again, this season is crazy all together, but this is year round. It happens. John 10 verses 1 through 5 says, I'll tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over a wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And after he's gathered his flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because why? They know his voice. They won't follow a stranger, and they will run from him because they do not know. And that's where we've got to come to, because we have become so familiar with pain and rejection and negative self-talk, and I'm unqualified, and who would ever use me, that's the voice we recognize. And then when God wants to go, hey, come here, I've got something to tell you, we don't know who that is. All we hear is like what I heard earlier when all of you whispered. It just sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo. But God's saying, no, come here, I got something to tell you. And then he may even, you got to picture this. He may put his arm around our neck and pull us in really close and go, hey, listen to this. Child chosen. You are healed. I'm not even, sound-wise, I'm not even speaking with my vocal cords. I'm just whispering. One translation said it's like just a gentle blowing. But anyway, Mark Batterson has a book out that part of this information came from. It's called Whisper, How to Hear the Voice of God. He says it's often what we want to hear the least is what we need to hear the most. I didn't like that very much. But what happens is if we let the voice of culture become louder than the voice of God, then that is the voice that we will follow. And I'd like to say, oh man, those millennials, it's just all the millennials. No, it's the parents of millennials. It is our culture, our nation, our society, and sadly some churches who are following the voice and the whisper of culture more than they're following the voice and the whisper of God. There's a guy by the name of Dr. Alfred Tomatis. I don't know if I'll pronounce what he is correctly, but it's otolaryngologist. I told my wife, I said, honey, I really need to practice saying this before I get up in front of everybody because I know I'll mispronounce it. So if I mispronounce it and you know how to pronounce it, good for you. He came across a difficult case more than 50 years ago. There was this opera singer who had lost his ability to reach certain notes in his range. Went to all the doctors, all the medical professionals, all this. Nobody could figure out why he had lost it. He'd been singing for years, but it was starting to affect his career, and nobody could figure out why. Well, Dr. Tomatis took a sonometer, which measures sound pressure level and things like that, and found out that an average opera singer hits 140 decibels. If you don't know anything about sound, 140 decibels is about what a jet does when it's taking off from an aircraft carrier. That was pretty impressive. I thought, man, I can't do that. I don't think I've ever hit 140, even yelling at kids, you know? Luke's like, I don't know, Dad, there was a couple of times you might have. But it's just, being in audio video business and this kind of thing, I love sound. I love how sound works. But this, when they measured this, this was just at like a meter away. So this opera singer was hitting 140 decibels. Weird thing is, don't know that you could actually measure this, but you can imagine that level is actually louder inside their head. So if this man is hitting 140 decibels out here a meter away, imagine what that sounds like in his head. Here's what had happened. Dr. Tomatis found out that this guy had become deafened by his own voice. Wow. Let that sink in for a minute. Because the voice in your head could be the very thing that's deafening you from being able to hear the voice of God. See, I like it, but I'll just be honest with you. I don't like when God uses science to prove his word. But it's awesome and it's amazing because science proves creation, not evolution. The science has proved that the voice in this guy's head deafened him. And he could no longer use his gift to the fullest because of his own voice in his head. So, what voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you listening to? Because, the scripture, if we go to the last one, is that it? We'll just read verse 4. Because after he gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. So my challenge is, and the call today is, have you let too many other voices in? Because usually it's a choice. Now there are bad things that happen that cause this stuff to be reinforced. I understand that. I get that. But a lot of times it's our choice that we leave it there and continue to listen to these things. So we're not going to play music for an altar call, but I would like, if people want to come down for prayer, that the prayer team would be here. You ever noticed, and aren't you glad, that the altar team doesn't shout out your prayer request? Aren't you glad that most of the time prayers down here at the altar are private and they're just a whisper? I think that's a lot more effective. How many of you are teachers or educators? How do you quiet a classroom? By yelling? What do you do? Shh. A lot more effective. Everybody do that together. One, two, three. Isn't that cool? And the words of the song, the whisper gets louder and louder, happening one voice at a time. Because if just one of us does it, I mean, I'm through a microphone, it's a little bit different, but if just, Pastor Terry, would you just whisper? I can't even hear him. But if all of us whisper, speak, for your servant is listening on three, one, two, three, that's cool. I hope that picked up on the recording. I don't know if it will. Probably just the voice in my own head. But the challenge is, let's be the sheep that know the shepherd's voice. Let's be those sheep. We did a study with the youth a couple months ago on sheep. And do you know they're really smart? They aren't stupid like we've been taught. They're very smart and can remember faces. I almost said they can remember names. They can remember faces. But it's been proven they recognize faces. They're really smart animals. And they stay together to protect each other. They know the shepherd's voice. So we're not going to have a song because we're just going to whisper. But I'm going to open up the altar. And if you want prayer to just get some assistance from the Lord, maybe you need to hear him whisper to you like you've never heard or like you need to hear again. And that prayer, this time is for you. You just want to hear the Lord whisper. And I think if we don't do it with music or any other noise, then you're a lot more likely to hear him whisper. Amen? Let's pray. And the altar's open. Father, we just come to you today. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you so much that you just whisper to us. You whisper our name because you know us. May we be the sheep that know the voice of the shepherd. And right now, I'm just going to whisper some things over you. Is that okay? You are qualified. You are accepted. You are totally loved. I am proud of you. You have a future. I've got a great plan for you. Come closer to me and don't be afraid. I've not given you that spirit of fear. I've given you a sound mind. And you know what? I like you. You are beautiful. You are strong. You're an awesome creation. I made you. I created you. I have not forgotten about you. Yeah, you made mistakes, but we're going to turn those around. I promise. Hey, you know what? You can trust me. I'm never going to leave you. Ever. Yes, I know what you did, but I'm never going to leave you. Those people did to you was
was really bad and it was wrong. That was not part of my plan. You were made in my image. By the way, I'm making all things new. Stop running now. You can come back to me. I'll be right here.
Was that a little awkward? I mean, be honest. Was that a little weird, a little awkward, a little uncomfortable? I think we're not used to just being quiet and being still and listening for a whisper. But the one thing that Pastor Terry just whispered to me was, be still and know that I am God. That's scripture. So be blessed. Have a great day, great holiday season, great Christmas season, celebrating the birth of our Savior. And I just challenge you to listen for the whispers of the voice of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.